Hello Snackers, I'm Amber. Welcome to this bite-sized lesson to increase your English skills. I know you're hungry to learn, so let's get into our English snack. Have you ever felt frustrated that you couldn't describe your feelings well in English? Today we're continuing the mini-series to help you. Let's say you want to describe how tired you are feeling, but everyone says the word tired. Let's try some different ways. Exhausted. Example, I was so exhausted after meetings all day, I just flopped on the couch and stayed there. Spent. Example, I felt spent after spending the day with toddlers. Worn out. Example, I'm worn out from a big week at work. Drowsy. Example, I'm always drowsy when I don't get enough sleep the night before. Drained. Example, I'm so drained from traveling, I need some rest. Fatigued. Example, the driving fatigued me and I need to re-energize. Weary. Example, I'm weary from looking for a present all day at the shops. Burned out. Example, it's time to book a vacation. I'm feeling so burned out. A special note about this idea, to be burned out. We can use the compound word burnout as a noun. Burnout is a syndrome, an extreme, ongoing tiredness usually caused by working too hard for too long. People who suffer burnout have physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion. What can we do to prevent burnout? Some ideas include getting enough sleep, delegating tasks to others, setting healthy boundaries, exercising, taking regular breaks, asking for help, and having a work-life balance. Which one is the most challenging for you? Let me know in the comments. I find sleep is my biggest challenge, but I'm working on improving it. I have set myself a curfew, especially for my smartphone, so I don't have bright light in my eyes in the night. I also like to read before bed, which helps me to relax, but I only allow myself a maximum of one chapter. Writer Eli Joseph Kosman said, "The best bridge between despair and hope is a good night's sleep." Thanks for joining me. I hope you feel more energized about English vocabulary after today's lesson, and I hope you sleep well tonight. A good, sound, restful sleep that helps you face tomorrow with hope in your heart. I'm looking forward to sharing another English snack with you soon. So as always, come hungry for knowledge.